Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we help you shape the story of your sexuality.
Ooh.
You can find complete podcast archives over at pleasuremechanics.com. And while you are there, be sure to sign up for our free mini course at pleasuremechanics.com/free so we can send our best sex advice, strategies to put into play right away, and our favorite podcast episodes straight to your inbox. Again, you'll find that at pleasuremechanics.com/free. And when you are ready to master new erotic skills, check out our online multimedia courses so we can guide you stroke by stroke in mastering new skills of pleasure, like couples massage or foreplay mastery, or even erotic spanking or kinky sex. We have something for you no matter where you are in your erotic journey. Check them all out at pleasuremechanics.com and use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off. This is episode 250 of Speaking of Sex.
Wow.
I remember when we were first starting the podcast and we were figuring out how to number them. And instead of numbering them like 1, 2, 3, I proposed we number them 001. So we had room to grow. And you were like, I can't even imagine doing 100 episodes. How does it feel doing 250?
Kind of surreal. I can't believe we're here, but there's so much to say about this amazing, beautiful subject of sexuality and relationships. So I'm proud of us.
People always ask us, you know, 250 episodes, aren't you running out of things to say? And I don't feel like we're slowing down yet. And there's recurring themes and we talk about things again and again, but there's always different angles and perspectives and nuances. And sexuality is such a complex topic that I feel like we can keep going. So here's to episode 999.
Wow.
We're coming for you. Thank you for listening. If you're a new listener, welcome. And you can find the complete podcast archive over at pleasuremechanics.com. And you don't have to start from the beginning. This isn't a serialized podcast, meaning you can start anywhere. You can dip in and out. You can use our sex index to find topics that are most interesting to you. Or you can go along the journey with us and start at episode one and, you know, just follow along as we go. Or you can just subscribe now and be with us into the future. And if you're a longtime listener, thank you for sticking with us and being part of our community over the years. We really appreciate it. So for episode 250, we thought about doing a special episode. For episode 100, we talked about our origin story. And for episode 250, I wanted to take a meta view of the theme of story and talk about this idea of the story of us. The story of us is a framework, an exercise, an idea that comes to us from the world of couples therapy. The Gottmans, who started the Gottman Institute to study couples and relationships and marriages and really figure out what makes happy, lasting relationships and what causes divorces, they've been doing it for decades, use this tool as a primary lens into the health of a relationship. And you don't have to wait until you're going to couples therapy or until you're in crisis to use this tool to help shape your relationship, help understand what makes you tick as a couple, and help create a healthier narrative about your relationship, about your love. Because story matters. And in the newest advances of psychology and in the deepest recesses of our primal ancestral brains, we understand this. Story matters to help shape how we think and how we behave. Attitudes and behavior are interlinked. So, if you have a story about your lover that they are a slob and never pick up after themselves, and that's just who they are, that's the behavior you come to expect from them, and ultimately what they come to expect from themselves. However, if you have a story about your lover that they're not so organized, but they're trying their best, and they can be trained, and we're both working to have a cleaner home, then that story can help shape better patterns of behavior. And that's just a little example, but this is the big example. The story of us goes to the heart of who you are as a couple. Where did you meet? How did you first connect? What did you notice about one another? And what made you fall in love? What had you become a lasting couple in a long-term relationship? What is that story? And so whenever Charlotte and I meet a new couple and have a dinner party, or more nowadays it's a brunch party with our kids, we love asking couples this question: how did you meet and what drew you to one another? And we get so much information from this story. Couples therapists get so much information from this story, and you can find information in this story. So how do you tell this story about who you are as a couple? Try this exercise, and you can start by doing it yourself and thinking to yourself about the story of us, the story of you. I keep saying the story of us because that's what the exercise is called, but it's the story of you. You know, make that translation. And then do it together as a couple and weave together a narrative that is the most healthy, positive version of the truth. Right? So you're not making up a story here. You're not making up a fairy tale. You're telling the truth, but in a way that supports both of you in being the best versions of yourself and supports you as a couple in being the best version of yourselves as a couple. Does that make sense?
I love that. Absolutely. It's like you are creating the narrative of who you are and who you can become, and drawing on the best of yourselves and creating a future that you're excited about together, that you're inspired by, that you're enlivened by. We all require myth, story to feed our imagination, to feed our souls. And we have this opportunity to use our human creativity and imagination and conversation and communication to create a more interesting future and an exciting connection together. And it's so important. Or else we look for these other Hollywood stories that we long for, we wish for, that we wish our relationships were like. But we can create our own gorgeous story that's right for us, that's valuable and important and can shape our lives.
Okay, but not everyone's relationship plays out like a fairy tale. Like, maybe you met your partner just through friends, and you hung out a few times, and then it got a little bit more than friends, and you hooked up, and then you both dated other people. Like, they don't all play out with epic drama and angels playing the chords and farting rainbows and stuff, right? Like, that's not how everyone's story looks. And so when you say, like, this gorgeous story, part of me contracts because not everyone has a gorgeous story. A lot of people's stories are quite mundane. More and more people are meeting online through dating apps. And so what's important about this story?
Yeah, and that's a great point. What's important is what drew you to each other. What were the qualities that felt gorgeous? What were the qualities that made you really notice this person? Because sometimes in a longer term relationship, we forget those pieces, don't we? We get more concerned about the laundry on the floor. And it's remembering, this is what I was drawn to. This is what I was excited about in this person.
Right. So when you're telling the story of your first date, you might include the detail, I noticed how kind you were to the waiter, and that really attracted me to you. And in that part of the story, by including that detail, you're reminding yourself of your partner's kindness.
And you're reminding your partner, right? And they're remembering that part of themselves.
Right. And so this is the power of story. It's what you include when you're writing a story as an author. Like, if I sat down to write a creative story, what you choose to include and what you choose to omit matters. And they say in writing workshops and in writing training that every word has to have a purpose. And that purpose is either to give information or to create an emotional response or to tell the reader something that's not on the page, but it alludes to it, right? And so if you talk about the dark and stormy night, you're not just talking about the weather, you're talking about the mood and how people feel on dark and stormy nights. And so when you're talking about the kindness to the waiter, you're not just talking about, oh, they left a good tip. You're talking about the quality of their character. And by including that detail, it's a deliberate inclusion in your story that matters. And as you weave this narrative, and our stories are not just our origin stories, how we met, what drew us together, they evolve over the course of our relationship to include what are the greatest challenges you've ever been through? What have we gone through together and survived? What have been our peak moments? What have been some of the most silly times we've ever included? And you tell these stories over and over again. And one of the practices of healthy couples is storytelling. And this is something you can do on walks, on road trips. Remind each other of the story of you. So you can start with, let's talk again about how we met. But you can also start with, do you remember that time my mom was sick and you really helped me through that? I really appreciated all of the little things you did to keep me going through that period. Thank you. That's storytelling, right? You're remembering your past and you're weaving a specific narrative about it. And that sentence, thank you for helping me through that hard time, is really different than my mom was such a bitch when she was sick. Mm-hmm. That creates a totally different emotional feeling state in the body. Like, notice how you felt as a listener in this podcast hearing those two different sentences. The words we use matter. And so if we recall that hard period by looking at all the negativity and all of the things that caused conflict and the strife and the ways that people wronged us, those are the emotions that get cycled over and over again. And what they're discovering about memory is human memory is just as much about the stories you tell about the past over and over again as it is about what happened. So you can actually reshape your memories of a time. The stories you tell over and over again help shape the neural pathways of that story, of that memory, and that's what gets remembered over time. And so within a relationship, if you're constantly talking about the negativity and the ways you've wronged each other, and say that there was an affair at some point in your past and you've tried to overcome this and you're moving forward together as a couple. If you talk about that affair in terms of the betrayal and the pain, you'll never really move forward. If you talk about it as something that helped you understand one another better, that you got through together, that you overcame, you talk about the trust that was renewed, then it becomes a point of strengthening your relationship. And so every point in the narrative of your story matters, and how you tell this story to one another and to other people is what's going to help shape your future.
So much of this is about really seeing one another and acknowledging your strengths and building on it and harnessing that, and also cherishing one another, really appreciating the value and the specific skills and qualities of the person in front of you. So often we forget to see each other. And when we tell these stories and we remind each other of why we picked each other and what we love about each other, it's like the foundation of the relationship is rebuilt and rewired again and again. And the connection is made stronger. The parts that matter, the parts that are important, the parts of you that are really valuable to each other get remembered and strengthened. And all of our relationships can always use this. So take opportunities when you have date time, when you have walks, and have these kinds of conversations. And Chris was saying that over time, it's great to repeat them. It's okay to remember different memories throughout the relationship that have been powerful, either in overcoming hardship or just in the joy and the pleasure, or in wonderful sexual moments you guys have had together, or sexy little teeny moments. Like, any of those are great conversations to have and recycle over the years.
Well, stories are meant to be repeated. Right? The myths, the legends, the epic stories of our past. I mean, before there was human writing, that's how stories were created, through oral tradition, through repetition. And so what makes something a story is that it's designed to be repeated. And so how we tell our stories matter because they are going to be repeated, and then those ideas become ingrained in us. And they say that this matters most in moments of daily stress. And so if your partner does something that annoys you, your response is dictated by the story you've told yourself about your partner. And so if they forgot to pick up the dry cleaning on the way home, if your story is, they're so forgetful, they never really think about me, and, you know, he did that to piss me off, that's a really different response than, he always gets so excited to come home after work on a Friday and start the weekend, it must have slipped his mind. That's a really different response. And how you think about this situation will then shape your entire weekend and how you treat one another. And so you see how this matters. It's not just some idea, some exercise to maybe do, you know, this is daily practice. And when you notice yourself telling unkind stories, either about your partner, about your relationship, or about yourself, and that's the really deep work here, is what story are you telling about yourself and your own sexuality? And just a little sidebar here is, in trauma work, in overcoming sexual trauma, one of the main parts of it is recreating a narrative about your sexuality that is not dependent on the trauma. So if you identify as a rape survivor and your story about your sexuality is, they took something away from me, I can never experience pleasure again, this isn't, you know, I am broken. As long as you say I am broken, you remain broken. When you start shifting the narrative to, I survived that, my body is capable of pleasure again, that's when the healing can start happening, because the story you're telling yourself about yourself changes. And so the story of us, it's kind of three parts. It's the story you're telling about yourself, about your partner, and about yourselves as a couple. And each part of the triad matters. And then if you have a family, it kind of extends to the stories you tell about your kids, about how you function as a family, and that can get really profound too. So this is really important work, and it's incremental work. Right? So you don't just sit down with a leather-bound book and a quill pen and dip it in the blood of your lover and write the story of us once and for all. Right? It's how you tell these stories about yourself, about your relationship, about your past, and about your future again and again and again. And when you notice unkindness, when you notice a lack of generosity, when you notice you're kind of codifying things that you find annoying by making it about who your partner is, that's when you have to rewrite. So you're kind of an actor and a script writer in your own life at all times, right? You're both writing the script, acting it out. And the nice thing about that framework is that you can always go back to the editing room and notice, especially anytime you say, you always blah, 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 or you never blah, blah, blah. When those accusations start coming out in your conversations with your partner or in your talk with yourself, that's a moment where you can change that language to, you are becoming someone who X, or we are striving to do Y, right? So instead of, you never remember to bring the dry cleaning home, you change that to, you're someone who's really eager to get home from work, so maybe we pick up the dry cleaning on the way to work next Friday, right? You, like, change the script, you change the pattern, and that changes how you feel about one another.
But this piece of acknowledging that that your partner or yourself is always becoming something is really important. It's this idea of, instead of, we are fixed as we are becoming and we're evolving and we're changing. And when we can bring that lens to ourselves and our partners, we're really doing us a huge favor by allowing space for us to always evolve and get better. So notice for yourself, if you do that to yourself, to your children, to your partner, you are someone X, or you are always becoming, or you're becoming somebody who can blah blah blah. It's a really subtle but really important way of seeing one another.
So we'll include these on the show notes page over at pleasuremechanics.com. But here are some questions to start framing the story of us.
How did you meet? What drew you to one another? What have you been through together? What are the greatest challenges you've faced together? What are your shared values? And where are you headed in life together? So these are conversation fodder to see where you go with it, to explore, to retell certain stories over and over again with lots of detail that highlight the best of yourself and your partner, to remind you both what you value and appreciate about each other, what you love about your relationship, and what strengths and what future vision you're creating together.
And what matters to you.
Yeah.
And that's really important to put at the center of your story. And we'll do another episode down the road about the triple X story of you. Like, how do you take this theory and bring it into your sex life? Mm. What are the stories you're telling one another about your sexuality? Because that's really important. And there are so many myths that get created there and untruths. Like, you might tell yourself that your wife is kind of conservative and she's not someone that would ever appreciate bondage, and so you need to keep your bondage fantasies really private because if she ever found out about you, like, you can create a whole story there, and meanwhile your wife is fantasizing about domination. And if only you can retell the story to one another, you could find so much space for shared sexual connection. But we have a lot of shame and guilt around telling our sexual truths and rewriting our sexual stories. And especially in this area, the stories we were told about ourselves growing up, like, oh, you're a good girl and good girls don't do this, that can stick with us into adulthood and prevent us from being really authentic with our sexualities because we have so many stories about what those desires mean. So we'll do a follow-up down the road to really talk about bringing this skill into the bedroom and telling ourselves new sexual stories, the erotica version. Mm-hmm. But the story of us in your relationship is one of those key strategies that you can put into place to help you stay in the mood for sex. And when we deviate more into the relationships and the happy life realm of things, I want to remind us that we're still very much in the realm of sexuality, because you don't want to have sex with someone that you're not enjoying life with. And so keeping your relationship warm, keeping your relationship close and intimate and joyful, these are all strategies to have great sex more frequently. Right? Like, it's not just about the clitoris and the penis, it's about the whole being that you're in relationship with and how you treat that whole being. And it really matters. And so we try to bridge both worlds.
Right, because you're not going to be having great sex with somebody that you just don't like that much, or you're not having important, fun, valuable time with. Absolutely. Keeping your relationship joyful is a strategy for better sex. Absolutely.
And we have 249 episodes behind us exploring all facets of sexuality. Find them all at pleasuremechanics.com. And we have who knows how many episodes ahead of us. We are committed to this. We are going to keep going. We are also going on a bit of a summer vacation, and we thought about at 250 just kind of giving the podcast a pause and taking a break. But we like to have something in your podcast feed. And so what we did instead of taking a break is we found 5 of our favorite episodes from our archive, and we are going to give them an encore presentation. So the next 5 episodes are from the archive, and we tried to choose episodes that would give you a summer of sizzling sex. So we left behind the shame and the deep emotional work, and we tried to give you 5 episodes that highlight favorite parts of summer sexuality. So romance, having sex outdoors, asking for what you want, like really fun, vital erotic skills and adventures to bring you through the end of the summer. And then we will be back with you after our 5 encore episodes with brand spanking new episodes. And we look forward to that. And we can always be reached at pleasuremechanics.com, even though we're on a bit of a summer holiday. We're actually going to help my sister have a baby. That's our big plans this summer.
We are going to go support her before, during, and after.
Yes, we're going to be Uber aunties.
Yes.
So while we are on that trip, we will, of course, be in touch via email. So you can always contact us at pleasuremechanics.com. We love hearing from you. And, of course, all of our resources are always available to you, no matter where in the planet we are, or in the solar system, no matter where in the world we are, our resources are available to you. So come on over to pleasuremechanics.com, check out the wealth of resources we've created for you, including our online multimedia courses. So if you want to spend your summer holiday mastering a new erotic skill, sign up for one of our multimedia courses and we will be there for you, guiding you stroke by stroke in mastering new skills of pleasure. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. And so next week starts our encore series of favorite podcast episodes, and then in a few weeks we'll be back with you with new episodes. I am Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.